Exclusive, Sean Spicer on Radical Nation. CRT invented to re-engineer how we thought about ourselves, create victimhood. By Robert Krajicek on October 26, 2021. Sean Spicer, the host of Newsmax's Spicer & Co. and former White House press secretary, told Breitbart News on Monday his latest book, Radical Nation, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's Dangerous Plan for America, examines the origins of critical race theory, CRT, and the intentions of its proponents to re-engineer American culture. The thing that everyone on the right needs to understand about CRT are its origins, Spicer said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. And that's one of the things I document in Radical Nation. Because when we see these discussions that we have with people who say, you don't understand what it really is, I wanted to understand what CRT was. So I actually went back and studied why CRT's architects came up with it and its origins. Radical Nation provides the information needed to explain critical race theory and its applications to friends and family who subscribe to left-wing denials of its integration into public education, Spicer remarked. He continued, once you get that, I think the arguments become clearer, because the holidays are coming up. When you sit around on Thanksgiving, and I know that despite Dr. Fauci, she am gonna gather with my family, and there's going to be that crazy person that wants to argue that this isn't real, just like Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. And I think that you need to have the facts, and the facts are very clear that this was invented to re-engineer how we thought about ourselves, our culture, to cultivate of a sense of victimhood. Governor Terry McAuliffe, DBA, recently dismissed critical race theory as a dog whistle that was made up while speaking with CNN. We don't teach critical race theory in Virginia, he falsely stated. Spicer said he encounters misinformed people who deny the framework of critical race theories and its incorporation into public education. We stated, whenever I have a discussion about CRT, people will say, oh, that's not what it is, and I'm like, really? Because here's exactly what the individuals said that created CRT. Here's why they said they created it. Here's what they set to achieve. Spicer noted the Biden administration openly acknowledges its selection of persons for cabinet-level positions on the basis of sexual preference, highlighting Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg as an example. When Pete Buttigieg was confirmed, Biden said to him, I'm so proud that I have two firsts, the first openly LGBTQ person to lead a department, and also one of the youngest, Spicer recalled. My point in that is you didn't pick him because he was qualified. You picked him because he checked two boxes for you. Spicer continued, when it comes to Pete Buttigieg, we're not talking about whether he's qualified. We're talking about his sexual orientation. I don't get it. That's not how we should be running a government, by saying, what box do you check? As opposed to, are you able to help Americans move forward? Buttigieg didn't dispute the White House's rationale for nominating him on the basis of sexuality. Pete Buttigieg says, thank you, Mr. President. He doesn't go out there and say, oh, by the way, I've done all this great stuff that makes me super qualified. He actually buys into the narrative, too, which is almost worse. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.